Did we? Oh, we changed out the... hey, it's Phil. Welcome. And you know what we did is we changed the... We got a new mouse. I don't have to go looking for another moose or meese. Now, what is this, man? I got more fucking shit coming in, man. I got to fill out all of this stuff. What, please? DocuSign, SAG, low-budget principal former contract. Yes, I will. I don't know how to do this. I also have a... I gotta get a COVID test tomorrow for a job that I'm doing. And it's interesting. I've had multiple COVID tests over the last month because of work, for work. And I'm negative. And I've been double vaxxed. And I, as I said, I went out to... now, this will be interesting because I was in Dallas over the weekend, and I went to a function that was the One Voice Awards, and everybody there didn't have a motherfucking mask. I don't know the vaccine status of any of these people. There were no masks in the fucking ballroom that I was in. There were no masks in the ante room where people were having cocktails and this shit. And Jackie had her mask off for a good portion of the night. I kept mine on when I thought of it. But there's a kind of a thing that happens when no one else is wearing a mask. You've double vaxxed. You go, oh, I guess I'm okay. Somebody that I know in the business who is double vaxxed got COVID. Not serious, but is sick with COVID. Now, as someone else I know who's very intelligent said, this is the new flu. And what it will become is a flu, which is a sickness that we get during the flu season that doesn't kill most of us. It makes most of us sick unless we get a flu shot. And then we don't have to get fucking sick because we're refining and improving the flu shot. Well, COVID is a flu. Like many flus, it's deadly currently. Many flus were deadly until we got a handle on vaccines for these flus. So I'll let you know what happened. I'm having a COVID test tomorrow after having been in this goddamn fucking room with all these motherfucking people. I'll tell you something right now. If I am goddamn fucking COVID positive, I'll blame myself for not masking up the entire evening, although I did mask up. But I will be so fucking pissed off at that because the goddamn fucking event that I went to, and as I said, very talented people, but I mentioned on the show yesterday, it was badly produced. It was self-indulgently stupid. The hosts of this thing, the people that are emceeing the evening, were making attempts at humor that were falling flat. I don't know, man. They were taking all the focus off of the... I know they were trying to make it fun. I get the idea of fun. But also, there's a lot of fucking people, man, who just want to get their reward and get the fuck out of there. A lot of people flew in from all parts of the country. And these dumb motherfuckers are up there, really, should not even have been attempting humor because they're not really, they were voiceover people, well-known, prominent voiceover people. That's why they got to do the hosting job. But their strong suit was not humor. All right, so I don't want to sound like a prick. That's the Dodger game on behind me. The Dodgers lead 5-0 over the Atlanta Braves. The Braves suck. What are the Braves doing this year? The Dodgers, last I checked, were a couple of games behind San Francisco in the West. Dodgers, back in the day, when Atlanta was in the Western Division, which didn't make any sense, but still, Dodgers and Braves used to have some great fucking great series. They had some really good times, man. Who the fuck is Jan Wolf? Jan Wolf is, states, in a new court filing from the Department of Justice says, John Pierce, the anti-vax lawyer representing 17 of the January 6 defendants, is reportedly ill with COVID-19 on a ventilator and unresponsive. Wake the fuck up, you stupid motherfuckers. Actually, don't. I don't give a shit. People refuse to get the... I don't care what happens. I don't give a fuck what happens to them. Would it be better if they died? Frankly, yeah, because it would convince more people to get the vaccine. If they just get really, really, really sick and a whole lot of doctors and fucking nurses almost die from exhaustion trying to save their sick asses and are successful, at doing that while they lay there on a ventilator and getting all kinds of treatment while doctors and nurses are stretched so fucking thin they want to commit suicide, and these motherfuckers survive, and then they go on to keep, you know, talking all that bullshit. Yeah, I'd rather they died, frankly. I'd rather they hurry up and die so these doctors and nurses that are stretched to the fucking breaking point can get some fucking rest. So if you get COVID as the result of your anti-vax, I don't wear a mask attitude, hurry up and fucking die, please, because we've got doctors and nurses that are literally themselves at risk. Their health is bad because they're waiting hand and foot on you fucking assholes. So fucking die. You know, I know I sound really fucking shitty tonight. I'm sorry, you guys. Actually, I thought I was working tomorrow. I'm not working tomorrow. I'm getting the COVID test tomorrow. I'm working on Friday, I think. Okay, so let's get this show on the fucking road, man. There's the cat that played Thomas Jefferson in Hamilton. He's funny as fucking hell. And he's on David Diggs, on with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Have questions? Get the latest at Get Vaccine. Yeah. People don't care, Sanjay, bro. Labor Day week, Alabama, Miami, I don't give a fuck. Georgia, Clemson, I don't give a fuck. Notre Dame, Florida State, I hope Notre Dame wins. Louisville, Ole Miss, who gives a shit? There's the college football weekend schedule. So let's check out and see what we have. Now, I'd be very interested to see what the audio sounds like. As I meant, Adam Chavez was here today tweaking the audio in our... on our show, and I'm really hopeful that we've got clean audio tonight. I know the TriCaster is noisy. I know the room is noisy. What I don't want is noise coming from the board. That's what Adam was working on today, and I was assisting by sitting in this chair over here and asking him questions about how was it in Iceland and traveling to Spain with his wife, and, you know, as he was trying desperately to get our shit together here. Turner up, 2-for-2, swings, fouls it back. Justin Turner pitched the other night. And it was a scoreless, fucking inning. 2-for-3. All right, let's see what we got, man. Go back to 20, whatever the hell we're going back to. 2020. Let's see what August 31st looked like. What was August 31st? Have we already done that show? Here it is. David G. Hall is upset that Phil has left Twitter, a verified account, no less. I left Twitter until Election Day, as I remember. Then I tweeted. Then I said, I'm done with politics on Twitter after the inauguration. And I have been. I have been. I joke about it, but I've really not tweeted politically. It was the 30 days of Bobby Dooley. Final night at Butner Lake. Did we do that? I don't know. Let's see. Oh, shit. Okay.
And now, the Phil Henry Show presents 30 Days of Bobby with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley.
Me far when my penis gets really hard. I think of you. Were we missing a light? Because it looks kind of...
You might have heard me next door.
Steve, and to a lot of people that don't need to know because they're just...
It is an intimate thing. It's... I don't want to get into it. And now... All right, here we go, baby. Ready? Because I am. Love you. Hey, everybody. Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show... whatever the fuck, God damn, is this loud. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hey, everybody, Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the Backstage Pass, and all of the other groovy things that we have for you. As a matter of fact, Friday night, this thing's fucking clipping. It says it's clipping on the goddamn fucking board. And you know what, man? I got no fucking level over here, so what the fuck? God damn it. Hey, what's this fucking clip shit? Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. God damn it. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't give a fuck. We'll find out.